You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Home sales in Wisconsin are going down again. Joanne Krulatz explains.
The Wisconsin Realtors Association released its April report revealing home sales experienced a significant downturn for the second consecutive month, falling 10.4% compared to April 2024, even as the median price climbed during the same period. Despite this monthly decline, year-to-date sales were down by a more moderate 3.5% compared to the first 4 months of 2024, buoyed by strong sales in January and February. Statewide, housing inventory saw a slight improvement, increasing 5.9% to a 3.6-month supply in April, yet this figure remains considerably below the 6-month supply indicative of a balanced market, which would necessitate a 67% increase in current listings. Inventory levels varied across the state, remaining static in larger metropolitan counties, with improvements in micropolitan counties and rising to a 5-month supply in rural counties.
And Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and a bipartisan group of lawmakers have introduced new legislation aimed at providing tax relief to victims of crimes and disasters. The bill, dubbed the Tax Relief for Victims of Crimes, Scams, and Disasters Act, would reinstate a tax deduction for residents with stolen or destroyed assets. The bill would apply to personal casualty losses from things like storms and fires, as well as theft losses from things like scams or robberies. The legislation will now be introduced by a bipartisan group in the House of Representatives. About 1,000 nurses from Madison's Meritor Hospital are on strike. Savannah Tome Olson has the story.
SEIU Wisconsin, the union representing Meritor nurses, has met with hospital officials more than 20 times this year. Union leaders say they're still not satisfied with accommodations in staffing, pay, and safety. Meritor leaders say they've made changes throughout the negotiation process and they've negotiated in good faith. Dane County Executive Melissa Agard was there this morning as they kicked off the strike.
We know that this was a long game, and unfortunately, we are continuing to stand up and fight for what is right, the moral fiber of our society, those who care for the most vulnerable folks, our friends and neighbors and family members. You are on the front lines of that, and we are continuing to stand up to do what is right for our community.
Pam Reyes is the president of the union, and she's a nurse at Meritor.
We want to be very, very clear about something. Nurses have been sounding the alarm about staffing concerns, inadequate workplace safety, and burnout for months. But management has refused to act or even hear us. And we do not take this action lightly.
Now, Meritor is still operating with visiting nurses.
And this is the first time Meritor nurses have gone on strike. And the Department of Safety and Professional Services officials are warning of credential and licensing delays if a couple of dozen temporary positions expire as expected later this year. DSPS officials say that without those additional positions, Wisconsinites who need state licenses or credentials to start a new job could end up waiting even longer to receive them. Before a Milwaukee County jury was selected in the trial of Maxwell Anderson, prosecutors added another charge. Stuart J. Waddles has the details.
A jury was seated for the trial of Anderson, who's accused of killing and dismembering Sade Robinson last April. Prosecutors added a charge of hiding a corpse before jury selection began. The method of Robinson's death has not been released. The trial is expected to last 2 weeks, with 12 jurors and 3 alternates. They'll be hearing testimony from a pool of up to 250 witnesses.
The jury pool of 12 jurors and 3 alternates is made up of 12 women and 3 men. Opening statements started yesterday. And the CellCom outage is being blamed for a Door County resident's inability to reach 911 early Tuesday morning while his camper burned. Lisa Hale explains.
The camper's owner phoned Southern Door Fire Department Chief Richard Olson. That call connected. Olson tried to call 911, but could not. Both have Cellcom. Cellcom stated that emergency calls are being rerouted through other available networks during the outage, and all protocols are being followed.
And if you use UW Health and have Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield for insurance, you can breathe a little easier now. UW Health has announced a new multi-year contract with the insurance company. And officials say it will guarantee healthcare access for Anthem members at various UW Health facilities across the state. The newly agreed-upon contract will cover employer-based Medicare Advantage, Medicaid, and Affordable Care Act Marketplace plans, and gives members access to UW hospitals and clinics, as well as the UW Medical Foundation and the Madison Surgery Center. I'm sure you've heard there's invasive species in some of our Wisconsin waters, and a few of our very own inland lakes and rivers contain aquatic diseases or small and hard-to-see invasive species, like the spiny water fleas.
They're pretty small organisms, so it is challenging to see them because they're translucent. They're kind of clear, but technically you can see them with the naked eye if you look very closely, because they'll often clump together with their neighbors and friends and make these kind of gummy, waddy clumps on fishing lines or fishing nets. But it'd be very easy for boaters and anglers to not see them floating in the water or floating in their live wells.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Waters educator with UWSP. They're a non-native invasive species that has caused a lot of challenges in Wisconsin lakes.
Refer to them sometimes as like little mini chicken nuggets. Young fish, juvenile fish will want to try to eat them, but because they have these spines on the back, it can often prevent them from being able to digest them, and so it can be deadly for the fish.
And they also outcompete other critters their size that are healthier for our waters.
And so whether you're kayaking or canoeing or fishing on the lake, making sure that you're looking at all of your fishing equipment, your boat that you're using, your gear, any other equipment that you're just enjoying if you're not out fishing for the day, removing anything attached, draining all of the water from anything that you have, because again, we just want to make sure we're not taking water from one place to another.
And Wisconsin law requires you to do it before leaving the boat launch or your fishing spot. And the Clean Boats, Clean Waters annual drain campaign runs June 6th through the 8th, which coincides with the free fun weekend. Yeah, with no state admission fees, no trail passes, or no fishing licenses needed. The first full weekend in June. For Civic Media News, I'm Brittany Merlot.
The Brewers are on a roll. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a three-game series on the road tomorrow night against the Phillies, the team with the best record in the National League. But Milwaukee's on a roll. They swept the Red Sox with a dramatic 6-5 win yesterday, thanks to Caleb Durbin driving in the winning run in the bottom of the 10th.
We're scrapping and we're battling, and you've seen it this whole series, but especially the last two games going into extra innings. Like, you could feel that we never thought we were going to lose.
Golf, the U.S. Women's Open underway in Wisconsin at Erin Hills. NFL, the Packers announced training camp begins July 23rd with family night Saturday, August 2nd. Quarterback Jordan Love asked how much did that MCL sprain in his left knee affect him last season.
I mean, there might be some things here and there that might have been affected by the injury, but I'm never going to, you know, put anything on an injury. You know, I'm going out there, and if I'm healthy enough to go, you know, I'm trying to give my best and be the best player I can be out there, and I always hold myself to a high standard.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Stepping into the role of a hit movie character can probably be a bit overwhelming, especially if they are iconic Harry Potter characters. That's right, Daniel Radcliffe, Emma Watson, and Rupert Grint have been replaced. HBO's new Harry Potter series has cast Dominic McLaughlin to play Radcliffe's role of Harry Potter, Arabella Stanton replaces Watson in the role of Hermione Granger, and Rupert Grint will be replaced by Alistair Stout, who will play Ron Weasley. The show will premiere sometime in 2026. Speaking of Harry Potter, cast member Miriam Margolyes recently gave a not-so-encouraging health update after undergoing a heart procedure. The 84-year-old actress who portrayed Professor Pomona Sprout in the hit fantasy franchise says she does not have long to live. Margolyes says she still wants to work, but probably only has 5 or 6 years to live. I mean, not to sound heartless, but 84 years old with 5 or 6 years to live puts you at 90 and solidly in the bonus round. Just saying. Tom Cruise thanked moviegoers and studios alike, especially Paramount Pictures, for what the actor called their unwavering support for the 8th installment of the Mission Impossible franchise, and its biggest opening yet. I don't think that's ever happened. It's a good sign for the franchise and the studio, as the price tag for the film is $400 million. Think about that. The 8th movie in the franchise is one of the most expensive ever made, and it's going to turn a profit very quickly. Speaking of Cruise, the actor says he hopes to make movies into his hundreds. That includes action. That should be interesting. We won't have to wait long, though, to see him in his next action role. The Mission Impossible star told the Australian Today show that Top Gun 3 is happening. Cruise is 62 years old currently, and I'm guessing those stunts will be a little bit harder to pull off at 102. History is being made at Max. The streamer just renewed the show Hacks for a fifth season. The show starring Jean Smart is a critic's darling, having won a total of 8 Emmy Awards. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the renewal for season 5 makes it the longest live-action running show in Max history, which is really impressive given that the streamer has only been around for 2 years as Max. Not sure how that adds up. Producers of the show announced the fifth season Tuesday night, just 2 days before the finale for season 4. To say actors need thick skin in the entertainment racket would be an understatement. Kathy Bates recently told Vanity Fair she really wanted the role of Frankie in the 1991 film Frankie and Johnny because she had originated the role on Broadway. Her dreams, however, were crushed when producer Gary Marshall told Bates that the idea of her kissing a man on screen was not what people wanted to see. Why are people the way they are? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Just an outside chance of a shower this afternoon. Otherwise, a mix of clouds and sun and a nice day with a high of 73. Partly cloudy tonight with the lows near 50. On Friday, a warmer day with highs near 80, a bit breezy as well, with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.